Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. Once again, we get to enjoy Lucille Ball and Richard Denning in My Favorite Husband. This is episode number 109 in the series, which is entitled Trying to Cash the Prize Check. It originally aired on December 9th, 1950.
It's time for My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball.
Hello, everybody.
Yes, it's the Gay Family series starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning, transcribed and brought to you by the Jell-O family of red letter desserts.
Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O puddings.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tap. Fiocca puddings. Yes, sirree.
And now Lucille Ball with Richard Denning as Liz and George Cooper, two people who live together and like it. As we look in on the Coopers this morning, they're at breakfast. And from the way Liz is looking at George, she is either madly in love or has some ulterior motive in mind.
George.
Hmm?
You look so pretty in that blue shirt.
Now stop the flattery, because you're not getting that new dress that's advertised in the paper.
Oh, did you see the ad?
Yes. Someone had cleverly pasted it on the bathroom mirror.
Oh, those stores will do anything to sell merchandise.
They're shameless.
Yeah, well, George, now that fate has stepped in and brought the dress to your attention, may I buy it to wear to the club dance Saturday? It's only $89.50.
Please, Liz, not while I'm drinking coffee. $89.50 for one dress?
Well, maybe I could do without the stole. Then it would only be $69.50.
$20 for that roller towel with fringe?
It happens to be crocheted with gold tassels on it. It's a steal.
I thought it was a stole.
Never mind. Do I get it? I'll give you three to answer yes. One, two, three. Four, five, six. Seven, eight.
Save your breath, Liz.
Oh, I'm going to get that dress, George Cooper, by hook or crook.
Well, it'll have to be by crook. You're not going to hook me for it.
Okay, you're forcing me into a life of crime. I'm going upstairs and get my burglar's mask and a bobby.
Jimmy.
You burgle your way and I'll burgle mine. Goodbye.
See you in jail.
I'll get it, Katie. Liz, girl, hello. Oh, hi, Iris. Come on in. Sit down.
Well, apparently I've stumbled into the nest of the bluebird of happiness. What's eating you?
Oh, George won't let me have the new dress for the dance Saturday. I'll have to go in my old green dress. I've worn that three times.
Five, but who counts?
Go on, make jokes.
Look, you come along with me, Liz, and you'll forget all about your troubles.
Where are you going?
To a radio broadcast. Everybody wins with Happy Hal Brubaker.
Oh, that sounds ginger peachy.
Come on, maybe you'll win enough money to buy a new dress.
Well,
Who knows? Maybe you'll even be chosen queen for the morning.
Queen for the morning?
Uh-huh. It's only a local show. They can't afford to make you queen for the whole day.
Oh. Quiet, everybody. We're going on the air.
Yes, it was exciting, Liz.
No, I don't know what I'm doing here.
Once again, it's time for Everybody Wins. And here's your MC, Happy Hal Brubaker.
Hello, 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 hello! wins. We're going to have a lot of fun and give away some wonderful prizes. In fact, we have twice as many prizes as usual today because on last week's Everybody Wins, nobody won.
Why don't they call it Everybody Loses?
Why don't you keep your big mouth shut? And here's a word from our sponsor. Grandma Grimes dares them all. Yes, Grandma Grimes, our sponsor, dares you to make this experiment. Take a mouthful of Grandma Grimes cold cream. And now close your mouth and exhale it slowly through your nose. And now try the same test with your own brand of cold cream. If you notice a difference, write and tell us, as we've never found anyone who can do this test. And now for the goody part of our show. Our first contestant today is going to be the redhead in the audience with the reddest hair. And here's our winner in the first row.
Me?
To you.
Well, but maybe someone has redder hair than mine.
Oh, come now.
Are you kidding, sister?
What do you mean?
At home, I'm a redhead. Next to you, I'm a brunette. You must give a hen a rinse, a hen a rinse.
Now, just a minute.
Yeah, come on up here, madam. You have a chance to win $500.
I don't care. No one can talk to me like $500?
Yeah, that's right. Come right up here on the stage.
Oh.
Now, if you can answer a question correctly, you win. What's your name?
Mrs. George Cooper.
That's right, and you win $500!
I do? Iris, I can get that dress now.
You bet you can, and here's your money.
Oh, thank you.
But there's one little catch to it.
What's that?
In order to keep this check for $500, you have to cash it.
Oh, that's all right.
In the next 25 minutes.
Ooh.
You have to be back here with the money before the program is over.
Come on, Iris, let's go to the bank and get...
One more thing.
What is it? You're wasting my time.
You have to cash the check without telling anyone. It's a stunt for Everybody Wins.
Oh, you can trust me.
I'm sure I can. But we hired someone to go along with you, and it would be a shame to cheat him out of a job.
Oh.
Here he is. Now, if you start to say the wrong thing, he'll say... Yes, he will. All right, Mrs. Cooper, you'd better get going. Now, you have 23 minutes to get the $500.
Well, there's no hurry, Mr. Brubaker. I haven't really been fair with you. I should have told you. My husband is a banker, and I can go right down to the bank and cash this check.
Mrs. Cooper, I haven't been very fair either. This program went on the air at 3 o'clock, and that's when the bank's closed.
Ah! Well, don't just sit there, Iris. Start running. We have to get to the bank before they leave. They haven't gone.
So do I.
Oh, good. There's a guard inside the door. See?
I've never seen that one before.
No. Open the door, please.
He's shaking his head and pointing to the clock.
I know what time it is. Open the door. Open this door.
But listen, he's trying to say something.
You officers in the status bar on the down to breakfast set of orders?
What?
Officers in the status bar on the rebate of breakfast.
What did he say?
Either I'm not a good lip reader or he's using some pretty strong language.
Oh, I see George in there. You, George! George, we've got to get in. We've got a check. Oh, I forgot about our watchdog.
Oh, George sees you. Here he comes.
Hey, what's going on here? Liz, Iris.
George, dear, would you cash a check for me?
Well, if I have it on me, how much do you want? Five, ten?
$500.
Well, I don't know if... $500?
Yes, and hurry, please.
$500? Oh, now, where would you get... Liz, you weren't serious about that burglary business this morning. This isn't forged, is it?
Look, George, I have to get back in 25 minutes. Oh, sorry.
What's this?
Oh, George, meet Mr. This is my husband, George.
How do you do?
What's the trouble, George boy? Why, Liz, Lotus Bud.
Oh, Rudolph, thank goodness you're here. Would you please cash this check for Liz?
Why, I'd be glad to.
Oh, Rudolph, you're a lamb. You're just a lamb.
You bring it in as soon as the bank opens in the morning.
Ah, you old goat.
Old?
This is terribly important.
And why, pray?
Well, you see, Iris and I went down to the... Oh, I'm sorry.
What's this all about, Liz?
If I can just cash this check in the next... Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, Liz, we've spent 10 minutes already.
Mr. Atterbury, cash this check for me, please.
Sorry, Liz.
Give me one good reason why.
I'll tell you exactly why I can't cash this check. You see? Oh, I'm sorry.
What do you mean?
I got carried away.
There is a state law that banks close at 3 o'clock. Even if I wanted to cash the check, I couldn't.
Iris, look. Right over there on that table. Money. Stacks and stacks of beautiful green money.
I see it.
I'm going to take one of those $500 bills.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am. All right, everybody. This is a stick-up. Raise your hands and line up against the wall.
Liz.
I'll shoot the first one that tries to stop me.
Liz.
Put your hands up.
All right. Now, may I finish?
Yes.
You haven't got a gun.
Oh, I thought it was too easy.
We're wasting time, Liz.
How much time have we got left?
12 minutes. Come on, there's plenty of places to cash checks besides banks.
Okay, let's go. Thanks a lot, you big misers.
While Liz is trying to get out of this unpleasant predicament, here's something pleasant that you ought to try. It's a new quick-setting trick for Jell-O. Gives you beautiful finished Jell-O desserts in just about 1 hour. Dissolve your Jell-O in 1 cup of hot water. Then add 1 cup of ice cubes or crushed ice, filling the cup to the brim with water. Stir until ice is completely melted. Then place in the refrigerator to chill, and in just about 1 fleeting hour, you take out a delicious, sparkling Jell-O dessert. It's the greatest little time saver since they invented the horseless carriage. And it'll be an extra help during this busy holiday season. All 6 delicious Jell-O flavors are brimful of rich, fruit-like, locked-in goodness. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime. And all 6 shimmering Jell-O colors fit the holiday mood like the trimmings on a Christmas tree. So look for those big red letters on the box. They spell Jell-O, a registered trademark of General Foods that stands for Red Letter Desserts.
J-E-L-L-O.
And now back to Lucille Ball in My Favorite Husband. As we look in on the Coopers again, Liz and Iris have just left the bank to try to find another place to cash the $500 check from Everybody Wins, which Liz can keep if she can cash it in the next 15 minutes. George and Mr. Atterbury prepare to return to their work.
George, boy, have the other employees gone home?
Yes.
Good. We can turn on the radio. I wouldn't want anyone to know we go over the books with Arthur Godfrey.
Thank you, Mrs. Malone, for being such a good sport and jumping off the high ladder with an umbrella. You missed the mattress, so you don't get a prize. But thanks anyway, and we hope that little old leg of yours mends soon.
Oh, gad, boy, that's that awful Happy Hal Brubaker.
Well, folks, we still haven't heard from Mrs. George Cooper.
Mrs. George Cooper?
I guess she's having more trouble than she thought with that check for $500, which she can keep if she cashes it.
Oh, gad!
That's
Why, Liz couldn't tell us what it was.
You numbskull! Why didn't you cash it for her?
Why didn't I? Well, why didn't you, you big fat dope?
What?
Sir?
That's better.
Fill your pockets with money, boy. We've got to find those girls.
Where'll we go, Iris? Where'll we go?
There, right down the street. See that sign?
Where?
Do you need money?
Oh, yes. That's the first time I ever saw in neon.
Let's go in. I'll borrow $500 and cash your check for you.
Okay.
Ah, good afternoon. Do you need money?
Yes. I'd like to borrow $500, please.
Of course. Just put your signature here.
Oh, there.
Fine. And now we count out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 $100 bills.
Is that all?
That's all.
My goodness. I certainly was mistaken about places like this.
Of course you were. Now I deduct the interest and the carrying charges, and here's your money. $14.32.
What?
And you pay us back at the rate of $50 a week for 36 weeks.
$14?
She has to give me $500.
Oh, why didn't you say so? If you want $500, you have to borrow $13,000.
Skip it. We don't need money that bad. Come on, Iris.
Well, how much time do we have left?
6 minutes.
We're dead.
No, we have one more chance. Old Mr. Trimble with the grocery. He'll cash it for me if he's got it.
Good. Look out.
What?
Step back in the doorway, Liz.
Well, what's the matter?
Look, running down the street. George and Rudolph.
Oh, that's all we need. If they find us, they'll make us tell them where we got the check, and that'll kill the rest of our time.
Quick, into the taxi at the curb.
Okay.
Liz!
Trimble's grocery store driver.
As fast as you can go.
Mr. Trimble, you've got to help me.
Mrs. Cooper and Mrs. Atterbury. Oh, how nice to see you.
Hi.
Mr. Trimble, will you cash a check for me?
Why, sure. Oh, say, Mrs. Cooper, I'm glad you dropped in.
Thank you.
You know that eggplant I sold you last week?
Yes.
How did that cook up?
Oh, fine. Now, here's the
you
check.
You know, I was worried about that. When you left the store, I said to Martha, and that's my wife, Martha.
Yes, I know.
Martha, I said, I shouldn't have sold Mrs. Cooper that eggplant. It was a mite mushy.
Yeah, well, it was fine. Look, I want you to cash a check for me, and I'm in a terrible hurry.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? If you're in a hurry, you shouldn't stand there jawing.
I think his head's a mite mushy.
Never mind. Here's the check, Mr. Trimble. Do you think you can cash it?
Let me see. Oh, sure, I can handle this.
Oh, good.
We done a big business today.
That's wonderful.
Well, let's get in the cash drawer here. That's to tell me when anyone's in the cash drawer. Now, let me see here. Ten. 20. 30 and 50. That's one. 150.
250.
250.
Three.
Please, I'll get all mixed up. Let's see now. 150. 250. 350. 4. 450. 475. Ah, yes, sir. Here she is. $5.
$5? Mr. Trimble, look at that check again.
Oh, my mistake. $50.
No, look again, Pop.
$500? Oh, dear. Oh, let me sit down.
Oh, well, thanks anyway, Mr. Trimble. Iris, I guess we may as well give up and go back to the station.
we lost them, Mr. Atterbury. They got into that cab all right.
Oh, those idiots.
Oh, what'll we do now?
What time is it?
3:27.
We still have 3 minutes. Let's go down to the radio station and see if they're there.
Eating contest is Mrs. Fruhauser, who ate 16 pies. Your prize, Mrs. Fruhauser, is a deluxe dinner. All you can eat at the fanciest restaurant in town, and you can use it any time before tomorrow morning. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, here comes Mrs. Cooper. Let's see if she cashed that check and gets to keep the $500. How about a hand for her? Well, Mrs. Cooper, how'd you make out?
I didn't. I still have the check.
Oh, that's a shame. Well, you have 2 whole minutes left.
Whoopee.
Now, don't give up. Maybe someone in our studio audience will cash it for you.
Oh, sure. Well, everybody who has $500 in his pocket, please stand up. That's what I thought.
You still have 1.5 minutes. Can't you think of something to do?
I certainly can. Here's what I'm going to do.
Please don't tear up the check.
Why not? I might as well have the satisfaction. There. I will now throw $500 worth of confetti into the orchestra. Here you are, boys. Spend it wisely.
1 minute to go.
To go where?
Liz! 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 Oh, there you are. Thank goodness. We're in time. We've got the money. Here. $500.
Oh, no!
Well, well, where's the check?
Check?
Yes, yes. Where is it?
There, sprinkled among the band members.
You tore up the check?
I didn't think I could cash it anywhere.
45 seconds to go.
Oh.
Don't stand there sniveling. Pick up the pieces. We'll glue it back together. 40 seconds. Iris, George, Liz, get busy. Into the band. Into the band.
You're
30 seconds.
Give them to me and I'll fit them together.
Here.
You're 25 seconds.
Well, here's one corner. 500, no sense. Hal Baker, the brew is missing. We have it all but one piece, part of the signature.
Oh, look around, everybody.
10 seconds.
I'm looking.
So am I.
9 seconds. 8 seconds. 7 seconds.
Down on your knees, everyone.
6 seconds. 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
Hey!
So sorry.
Oh, no.
Oh, almost, Liz, almost.
I was going to buy my new dress with the money.
Mrs. Cooper, now that it's over, old Meanie Brubaker has something to ask you.
What?
Why didn't you ask the man who went along with you if he could cash the check?
What do you mean?
He had $500 with him all the time with instructions to cash the check if you asked him.
Why, you dirty...
Oh, that's the dirtiest trick I ever heard of.
Oh, I'm a meanie. I'm sorry I don't have anything for you.
Well, I have something for you. Take this.
Worth $500.
It was worth $589.50.
You mean I...
Yes, go ahead and buy yourself that new dress.
Oh, George, you're my very favorite husband.
Yes, Lucille, what's the score tonight?
Tonight, Robert, I'm going literary. I am a famous and cultured lady novelist, and you are interviewing me on the socio-political implications of my latest manuscript. A little implication music, Wilbur.
How do you do?
Hello there.
I'm looking for the famous novelist Elizabeth Doppelfinger Hoffenschmeiss.
Elizabeth Doppelfinger Hoffenschmeiss?
Yes.
Speaking.
You?
Yes, I am she.
Well, I want to talk to you about your new novel.
Oh, yes. And what was the name of that?
Well, as near as I can pronounce it, it's Gravesnik Plods Trutnikrol.
That's right.
Oh, well, how did you arrive at that title?
Are we alone?
Yes.
I got my fingers one key too far over on the typewriter.
No.
Yes. It was supposed to be Jell-O Wins Again.
Well, tell me, how do you get the ideas for your novels?
Well, it isn't easy. I think of a good picture for the book cover. And then I write a story around it.
Oh?
Yes. For instance, if you would like me to extemporize.
Please do.
Oh, thank you. Well, now, take you. Ooh, that's a good idea. Come here.
Now, just a minute.
Strictly business, huh? Well, what would you like to see more than anything else on a book cover?
A bowl of Jell-O.
You would?
Yes, Jell-O with its six delicious flavors. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime.
Yes.
Jell-O but... that makes you think of the real ripe fruit itself.
You don't have a feel for the romantic novel. Kiss me. Now, what would you like to see?
Jell-O, because the flavor is locked in and can't get out with your first delectable spoonful. Jell-O with the big red letters on the box.
Oh, he's a stubborn one, isn't he? Kiss me again.
Now, look, you can kiss me from now until doomsday and you won't be able to change my mind.
Who cares? Think of the fun I'll have trying.
You have been listening to My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning, and based on characters created by Isabel Scott Rorick. Tonight's transcribed program was produced and directed by Jess Oppenheimer, who wrote the script with Madeline Pugh and Bob Carroll Jr. Original music was composed by Marlon Skiles and conducted by Wilbur Hatch.
Henry, and on our honeymoon, too.
But gosh, honey, the new improved instant Sanka's really different.
Sure thing. Just look at the new richer coffee color. Taste the new full-bodied real coffee flavor. Discover how much less Instant Sanka costs. And did you know the makers of Instant Sanka make the only caffeine-free coffee? The kind that can't affect anybody's nerves or sleep. Try the new Instant Sanka. It's wonderful.
Be sure to listen to Lucille Ball in My Favorite Husband again next week, presented by...
Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O puddings.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tap. The Oka puddings. Yes, sirree.
Bob Lamond speaking.
This is CBS, where you hear My Favorite Husband every Saturday night, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Please send your questions and comments to host@classiccomedyotr.com.
Come back next Monday for another episode of My Favorite Husband and check in on Wednesday for the next installment of The Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope. Please go to our website, classiccomedyotr.com. Click on the Become a Patron button on the right-hand side of the screen and support our show. Until next time, in the words of Oscar Wilde, anyone who lives within their means suffers from a lack of imagination.